Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Get up, it's a Get Up Show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Simon Says Podcast, episode 202. Completely different today because it's Maddie and I'm the only one here. Well, here's what's happening. Charlie on a cruise ship having a vacation. Good for her. I'm actually very excited to find out how it's going for her because of all the stuff you see about various cruises and disasters. And I'm hoping that it's all going to be great, but I would like some fun stories. So hopefully she'll have plenty of those. She will be back next week. And unfortunately, Sean has managed to pick up whatever disastrous illness is going around. I had something last week, and I'll be honest, it's still kind of kicking around, like not nearly as sick as I was, but I mean, it's not even, it was like a cold, like I don't know if anyone else is going through this, the cold that will not go away. It's like, and I've been seeing all this stuff on the news. It's been hitting family members everywhere. I know a bunch of people who work in the building have been getting sick, but it's so frustrating when this stuff pops up around this time of year. You know, like we're all trying to go out and do shopping and whatnot, and you know, you got holiday parties or holiday events. And then it's just like devastation. And of course, for us, it's hard because there's only the three of us. So when one of us is out, you know, the other two hang out. But, you know, then what do you do? And I was telling Sean, you know, he called me the other day and I'm like, buddy, he's like, I gotta come in. We gotta. I was like, no, I'm like, we can do, you know, I'm very capable to do this. I'm a big boy. I can do it all by myself. We make this work. And we actually got real lucky. I don't know if any of you listen to us in the mornings. Of course, you can listen on the Odyssey app and depending on where you are. But we had our friend Maya filling in, which was great because it's nice to have somebody who can, you know, bounce things off. Now, I might be by myself for the next couple of days, but who knows? So for now, this is where we're at. This will be an abbreviated version because I always feel weird just talking by myself to myself for a long period of time and no one else needs to hear that. I'm having a bald guy dilemma, and anybody else out there who is follicularly challenged might understand as well that at this time of year where it's freezing cold outside and I'm all about a knit hat. I mean, I don't have hair, so I need to cover my head somehow. But I also shave my head. And this was something that I realized at a certain point in my life. I started, you know, like actually razor shaving my head. Where if you, when you razor shave, it makes your head completely smooth. I know that's a weird concept. How do razors work, Maddie? That doesn't, what? This doesn't make sense. Yes, that's what happens. But then I remember the first time I had shaved my head this time of year and went and threw on my knit hat. And was really disappointed when I found that as the moments went on, my knit hat would slowly slide up off of my head because there was nothing for the hat to grip on, which is an odd statement, but yes, your hat needs something to grip. And when you shave your head, and it's not like there's any like rubber adhesive in my hat. It's just, you know, regular knit furry hat. So now I'm in a dilemma of, do I just suck it up and have my awful receding hairline hair so I can wear my hat? Or do I bick it and then just have to keep yanking my hat down? Or do I get a chin strap? I didn't think about that. Maybe a chin strap for my hat? Maybe like a garter to secure it? Maybe I could clip it into my side beard? Have little alligator clips to hold my hat on? But yeah, this is my first world problem. I have no hair. I want to shave my head so I don't look awful. But I also can't wear a hat. So that's where we're at. We had this story about this woman on TikTok. And this is where I feel like, you know, at what point do you stop making videos? Like, when is your life not all content? So she's going viral for saying that, you know, she appreciates when everyone sends her Christmas cards, but the second she gets them, she immediately throws them in the trash to get rid of clutter. And it's like, part of me understands. Like, I love, you know, like a lot of people, I do actually get Christmas cards. My aunt will send me one. There's a couple family friends, you know, a couple other friends who send stuff with their family. And it's actually kind of neat because a lot of times it's families that you don't see all the time. So it's like, oh my God, your kids are getting huge, whatever. But like, you keep it out. I don't know if you all, like, we used to have, we'd put it on the fridge. But, you know, some people will put them on the different display boards and it's like, yeah, this is a cool thing. And you keep it up for Christmas and then you throw them away. But I was thinking about it. You know, you got this woman now who's, you know, everything you do is for some sort of social media clout or try to get views or whatever. And it's crazy. Like, she calls this one of her friends. She's like, thanks. You know, hey, Melissa, sorry. You know, your family looks great, but, you know, it's going in the trash. Like, how would that, I can't imagine how that would make you feel. You know, there are the people out there who actually spend time and money to do a Christmas card, send it out to the list of friends, and then to see a video like, oh, hey, well, you know, Susan's got a video out right now on the TikTok. She's going viral. What is it? And it's like her holding up your Christmas card being like, nope, trash, it's done. It's crazy to me that everything becomes for views and clicks and likes and whatnot, and that this would be the thing. I just realized too, I don't know if anyone else is like me, but you know, I've been in my house now for about 5-something years, almost 6 years, and I still get mail for the previous homeowner. And now I've hit a point, like I used to actually, like I know where they moved. And I would go and drop some stuff. Like if it was an actual, like something important, like I would just go drop it out to their house thinking like they would eventually tell everybody and change everything, all their address with all their friends. We're getting like, I have this thing where when I get an email from the postal service and it'll show me what's coming in my mail, which is actually a super cool feature, which I love. And I saw I'm getting another Christmas card for this family. And they have like the husband and the wife and the two kids' names. And I'm like, what do I do at this point? Like, I'm not going to go drive over to their house. It's been 5 years. Like, they haven't told this family friend that they've moved. I mean, how close of a relationship is this? So it's like, what do you do? Like, I'm not going to just trash it because that's rude. I mean, is the appropriate thing you just circle and do, you know, like return to sender, or like, do you write a note saying, you know, doesn't live here? I don't know. And I think I have their address. I might still have like the, where they've moved, which is funny. Cause we did have to like exchange some information after we bought the house and whatever else. But it's like, how long am I indebted to like passing it along? And then, you know, this has happened to me where I actually got a call, it was a while ago, from a guy who bought my house a long time ago. He was like, and this has been a while ago, he's like, hey, I got a card for you. And I'm like, oh, thanks, man. And my aunt had sent it to my wrong address. But so it's like, I think about that. I'm like, well, karmically, if I pass their mail along, like their Christmas card, and what if it's a good card? Like, what if there's something really cool in the card? Like, what if this is one of those things where you know, what if they send a Christmas card and a lottery scratch off or something. What if, you know, or what if there's some important information in there? But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what my obligation is to the family that sent the card and two, to the family that used to own my house.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We were looking at sorry, I'm, see, this is still me having a little bit of fog. I was super excited about Amazon deliveries. Remember when you would be shopping on Amazon and if you could get 2-day shipping, that was the coolest thing in the world. Like if you had Prime and you would get it in 2 days and you think that is the best aspect of Amazon. Like you find anything you want and some stuff you can get in 2 days and you're like, that's so fast. I love that there are things now you can get overnight. Like literally I ordered something last night and it was on my doorstep this morning. Like, and it was dumb. Like, it was something like not even like a present for somebody. It was something I needed. Like, and I'm sure I could have found it in a grocery store, but I didn't want to like, or some other store, but I didn't want to go hunting around. And I was like, well, let me just see if it's on Amazon. And sure enough, it was. And it was like next day delivery. I was like, sure. And it was like, well, if you want it overnight, it'll be an extra $2.99. And I'm like, oh, I kind of want it. Like, now that you're telling me that you can do this, and I'm wondering, is this, I mean, I guess a majority of this is because we have a giant Amazon hub right here in Greensboro and that makes it possible, but it's like magic. Like, I don't know of anyone else, and or they'll say like, you're $5 away from, you know, free overnight shipping. And then you're like, well, I better do some more shopping. I better keep looking because I want this stuff here on my doorstep. I just love how spoiled I've gotten where, you know, depending on what it is, it's like, I don't want to go look around for this. I guess if I can get it, you know, first thing in the morning, it's totally worth it. I was so dumb too. I was like, I could have waited. It's nothing urgent, but again, because I was given that option, I had to do it. Well, instead of hearing me just blab on for no other reason, just to give you a podcast, I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap things. Oh, we had a thing. Maya and I were talking about, I will do this one. There was somebody who made Dorito vodka. And I'm dying to know what you mix that with, or is it just become one of those things where you're booby trapping your friends? You know what I mean? Like, do you use something like that as a pure novelty? It's like if anything that's flavored or scented weird, you know, like I think about the Bean Boozled game and we've talked about it before that, you know, I won't do it. Like I'm not going to attempt to eat a jelly bean and hope that it's cotton candy and not sour milk. You know what I mean? Like that's it's like that thing where someone's like, oh, this is the worst. This smells awful. Here, smell this. Like, I don't do that anymore. Like, if someone says, like, when someone comes to me and like, this is the worst smell in the world, here, smell this, I can't do it. Except, I will say this. I didn't realize it, but my son goes to App State, and I didn't know they had a corpse flower, and it had blossomed, and I totally missed out on, I missed out on it. Like, I totally didn't realize it was blossoming and stuff, so I'd sent him a picture. I was like, dude, you got to go smell this. Like, I'm dying to know. And that, I think, and it's weird. It's so contradictory, but that's like the only time where I've been like, I want to know how bad this smells. Because everyone always talks about, you know, these corpse flowers or whatever. But I guess what it turned out is what I'd been seeing on Instagram when, you know, they were sharing it on their stories was it had already happened and they were kind of talking about it after the fact. And I was so bummed out because I was like, I was so close to someone going and smelling it. But then I, you know, I'm also thinking about it. I'm like, what's he going to say? You know, is he going to just be like, yeah, it smells bad. You know, like he's not going to give me the nuances. It's not like, you know, sampling a fine wine. It's going to, you know, be, you know, like, oh, well, it had hints of blah, blah, blah. And, you know, there's a slight, you know, that it's a little bit of floral undertone and a little bit more rotting, decomposing squirrel. I guess that's the only time in my life where I've got something where I'm like, I know it's going to be smell awful, but I kind of want to know what it is. Oh, there's another one. Shoot. There's another one. Have you ever seen anybody, a lot of athletes do it, but the smelling salts, where they're like, smell smelling salts and to get fired up. I've seen more and more, like even a couple comedians that I follow will do it before they go on stage to like, I think I've seen Rogan do it. Like now I kind of want to do it. Like someone said, like they described it too. It's like I lit my brain on fire. So it's supposed to just like completely like shock you awake and make you focus and everything. I think that's another one where I think I would want to try that. I think I probably need it right now because now I just feel like I'm rambling. So, okay, on that note, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back to a full-on Simon Says podcast. I promise you 203 will be more exciting and enjoyable and not just Maddie, but we do appreciate everyone who likes, rates, subscribes, tell all your friends. We really do appreciate it. Can't believe we're already at 202. It's pretty impressive we've been doing it for that long. So thank you again. Spread the word and have an amazing rest of your week. Thanks for listening to the Simon Says podcast. Bye.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a get up show.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.